Hello, everyone. Welcome to the April 2nd, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for April 2nd to April 9th and beyond? Okay, so the big astrology news this week is that Uranus is changing signs. Why is this big news? Well, because Uranus doesn't change signs too often. After spending 7 years in Pisces, Uranus moves into sidereal Aries this week and stays there for the next 7 years. Uranus and Aries share some of the same qualities. Both are independent and freedom-loving. Both are therefore opposed to the restrictive, stultifying effects of the established order. Uranus is the planet of the nonconformist, the planet of rebellion. Aries yearns to be free and seeks out new challenges. So, the combination of Uranus in Aries promotes everything about adventure and change and revolution. In other words, not business as usual, and therefore represents a threat to the establishment. Uranus moves very slowly, barely making a degree of progress each month, so the transition period of Uranus moving into its new sign takes a while. Also, the borderline between a water sign, in this case Pisces, and a fire sign, in this case Aries, is like a pothole in the zodiac, a no-man's land, called Gandant in Vedic astrology. Planets transiting here are weak for giving full effects. Therefore, don't expect much Uranian action immediately. It will be more like a lot of anticipation at this point. But after a couple of months, Uranus will begin to show its true colors. Actually, we experienced Uranus in the Gandant degrees last year. Uranus first made its debut in Aries last June, but only got one half a degree into Aries in 2016, and then retrograded back out, back into Pisces. Last year was when Bernie Sanders, the socialist rebel, challenged the Democrat Party establishment. But Uranus was Gandant, so there was a lot of anticipation, but ultimately no payoff. What can we expect with this new planetary combination over the coming years? Here are a few examples. Since Uranus is the planet of sudden unexpected events, and Aries is a rash sign predisposed to action, we can expect a lot of exciting events coming up, and not necessarily pleasant. For instance, there is a higher likelihood of extreme stuff from Mother Nature, like severe storms, earthquakes, natural disasters, and so forth. Uranus is the planet of revolutions and rebellions. Aries is the sign of independence. So, no doubt, there will be more happening in the various independence movements around the world. For instance, the recently resurrected interest in Scotland for separating from the United Kingdom. Uranus is the planet of inspiration and represents everything new and different, and therefore modern inventions. Aries is a creative sign, willing to take chances on new directions. So, we can expect advances in modern technology, innovations in electronics, communications, biomedical, and so forth. This is a 7 years-long astrology pattern. Uranus doesn't produce extreme events for the entire time. Rather, it lies there, waiting for another planet to interact with it, and then delivers its surprise. And we don't have long to wait, as I'll explain momentarily. Another important event in the zodiac occurs at the end of the week. Mercury goes retrograde beginning on Sunday, April 9th. This will be Mercury's second retrograde period of 2017. All of it happens in Aries. So, by the end of the week, we have to start taking the usual precautions for a Mercury retrograde period. Expect delays in communications, misunderstandings due to misinterpretation of what someone says or writes, more than the usual amount of distortion or disinformation in news reports, mistakes in business transactions, equipment failures, and so forth. The sign Aries is an action-oriented sign, eager for results, and naturally impatient and impetuous. And here's Mercury being held back, implying delays and distortion to its normal rational inclinations. The result of combining these two energies is to magnify the tendency for making the mistakes that Mercury retrograde is known for. Now, something interesting happens at the end of this Mercury retrograde period. Mercury is going to back up to the very beginning of Aries, and there it will encounter Uranus, which just recently entered Aries. The combination of a dysfunctional Mercury added to Uranus, planet of the unexpected, in Aries, a sign that rushes forwards, is a recipe for things getting out of control. Also, Mercury as the planet of the media, combining with Uranus, the sudden unexpected events planet, will bring all sorts of unusual, even alarming, media reports, and maybe even revelations. Mercury will be retrograde until May 3rd, by which time it will be at 0 degrees Aries, and still conjunct Uranus. So, the problems of a backwards planet of rational thinking and the media, combined with the planet of sudden events and disruption, are going to be with us for a while. Speaking of retrograde planets, let me call your attention to another planetary pattern that is forming this week and continues for a couple of weeks. Saturn begins its retrograde period on Saturday, April 7th, the same day that Uranus enters Aries. So this sets up a contradiction in the zodiac. Just when the planet of change is going to get stronger, the planet of the established order, by becoming retrograde, gets even more entrenched and unmovable. Restrictions and delays become more the case, and change is harder to achieve. Saturn will be retrograde for the next 4.5 months until late August. But the thing is that while beginning its retrograde phase, Saturn is in exact square aspect to retrograde Venus. The square aspect is a stress-inducing aspect. When Saturn is retrograde, its less desirable significations get emphasized. Saturn is the planet of limitation and suffering, so this is not so good for the significations of Venus, which will tend to suffer during the coming weeks. For instance, the financial markets will be trending downwards. Finding compromise and agreement, already a problem while Venus is retrograde, will be even more difficult to achieve. Note that, at this point, that is, the beginning of April, we have 4 retrograde planets in the zodiac. Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, and as of April 9th, Mercury. A planet that is retrograde means its energy is being held back from normal forward motion, from its normal expression. This implies delay and obstruction for that planet's significations. So, 4 planets retrograde simultaneously is not a good thing for moving anything forward. Venus will be the first of the 4 to end its retrograde period on April 15th. But since it takes several days for the planet to regain normal forward speed, Venus significations will still be restricted due to the square aspect from retrograde Saturn for a couple more weeks. So, in general, the planetary pattern this month is unfavorable for making progress. We can't expect much for the coming weeks. The key word for April is frustration. Best advice is to put off initiating any new projects for now. The planetary pattern will be more favorable in May. And now, before leaving, here's my little pitch for donations. It does take a bunch of time and trouble putting these videos together. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.